Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, Christ, the Rock of Ages. We've already seen that Christ is seen as the Rock of Salvation, the Rock of Life, the Rock of Refreshment, and today we wish to consider Him as the Rock of Safety and Security. It's amazing the number of times in the Scripture that the word or the term rock is referred to God. He is seen under that character. He is seen under that figure, perhaps we'd better say. And there's a reason for it, because the rock speaks of solidity, it speaks of permanence, its timeless character, its value, and these are all the attributes of God. And so it is well-chosen word, and it is a scriptural word, and we wish to continue our studies of Christ as the rock today. Now we wish to consider Him, as we've already said, as the rock of safety and security. And I want to particularly note David's appropriation of Him in that character as seen in Psalm 18 and verses 1 and 2. David says there, well, I might read the introduction to the psalm. To the chief musician, the psalm of David, a servant of the Lord who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, and this is now the psalm proper, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all mine enemies. Now David here is appropriating the Lord in military terms. Now did you notice the use of the word my? He does not simply say, the Lord is a rock, or the Lord is even the rock, and he might have well said that, the rock of Israel. But he says instead, the Lord is my rock. And then notice the words of appropriation, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. He appropriated him as he was indeed a warrior. God loves to be appropriated. He wants to be trusted. He wants our little hands of impotence put into his hand of omnipotence. Just like the child reaches up for the hand of its parent or someone whom he loves and wants protection, so God is pleased. I recall one day when I took my little granddaughter out for a walk, and when we came to the crossing, she put her little hand up into mine, and I said, Grandpa, you'd better enjoy this while you can, because someday she'll be grown up. And it was so wonderful to me to have her trust me and put her little hand in mine. Think of what it means to put our hands in the hands of omnipotence. David has appropriated the Lord here. These terms are military. For instance, he's my fortress. The fortresses were built upon a high rock, and that made it very difficult to assault that fortress because you had to climb the rock. And while you were busy climbing the rock, there were stones and arrows descending on you from above. The rock could not be burned. It could not be pushed over. And they chose these points of advantage, the fortress, on the top of a high rock, and there they were safe. And he is appropriating God in exactly that term, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Now these are terms which David appropriated the Lord. But the important thing is he appropriated the Lord. He was a mighty warrior, but he didn't look to his own strength. He says, you are my strength. You are my buckler. You are the horn of my salvation, my power, my high tower. You know, I think God wants us to appropriate in any of the circumstances of our lives. Now, for instance, David, at one time in his life, was a gentle shepherd. Here he is at the end of his life, as we read in the introduction to the psalm, that is, conquering his enemies. He is now, the kingdom is secure. They're in peace. And he's thankful for it. And he gives this psalm of praise to the Lord. It's a long psalm, 50 verses. We haven't even touched the substance of the psalm. But it's a beautiful psalm. Psalm 18, I recommend it to you. Now here he does appropriate the Lord in this circumstance. But when he was a gentle shepherd at the other end of the scale, can you think of anything more diversified in occupation than a gentle shepherd or a conquering warrior? David was both. And incidentally, I might say, he's a type, he's a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is indeed both the warrior and the gentle shepherd. Now, for instance, in the 23rd Psalm, here is how David appropriated the Lord when he was in the condition of a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now here is safety and security, the kind that a rock provides. Safety and security. Let's go on. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, but they can't touch him. God won't let them touch him. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here is security. Here is the rock of safety and security, and David appropriated him as such. Now, I think there's another lovely example of appropriation found in 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2, these words were spoken in a prayer of praise by Hannah. I'll read the words, and then we'll put them in their setting. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. She referred to God as a rock. Now the circumstances. Hannah was barren, and each time that they went up to Jerusalem, she had no children to take with her to introduce them to the Lord or to the ways of the Lord. Peninnah, another wife of Elkanah, her husband, chided her, gave her a hard time because she was barren. And she went up and she prayed in the temple for a little baby boy. And she got to the place where she said, Lord, if you give me a baby boy, I'll give him back to you. Eli, the high priest, saw her praying. He saw her lips moving, but he heard no words. And he thought she was drunken. He rebuked her. She explained the circumstances. I've been praying. And Eli says, the Lord grant you your prayer. And she was at peace. She went home. And she became with child. Now, after a few years, after he was weaned, she brought him according to her promise. Lord, if you give me a man child, I'll give him back to you and he'll be yours forever. And she brought little Samuel, one of the greatest prophets. She brought him to the Lord, and then she left him there and went home without her little boy. And she said these words, Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God, a rock upon whom you can depend. Now there's a sequel to it. Eli, one time when she came back to bring a little coat to her little boy Samuel, he was so struck with the sacrifice of this woman. He says, The Lord give you other children. And the Lord gave her 3 sons and 2 daughters to replace Samuel, or was it 3 daughters and 2 sons? Anyway, it was 5 other children. She got paid back 5 times over what she gave to the Lord. She was paid back. It's a beautiful story. Now let's make this personal. Our security is in our rock, the Lord Himself. We read in John chapter 10, and this is a pastoral chapter, we see Christ as the shepherd there. And we read of the Lord, He says on one occasion, Ye believe me not, to those Jews that wouldn't have Him, because ye are not my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. There's a double security. My sheep are in my hands, and my hands are surrounded by the Father's hands. There is stability. There is the stability of the rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. This is the security that we have in Christ. Now this is the security in regard to our salvation. The Lord has said earlier in this chapter that the shepherd loves the sheep. He says as we have already noted, He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He laid down his life for me. He sought me as a sheep that was lost. He died for my sins and for yours. He died and took our place, and all our sins were placed upon Him, and He became our Savior. He was the one that went out after us, and He was the one that saved us, and He is the rock of our salvation, and He's the rock of our circumstances. In Romans chapter 8, we read there in that wonderful chapter, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, on the cross of course, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is He condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. We're in the hands of God, and all our circumstances are in His hands. Our Father, today, help us to appreciate the Lord as never before, in His name. Amen.